I just finished 4 months on the road with Julio Iglesias. A lot of people don't even know who he is.
John, I got to ask you. I have read that he is so superstitious that after every performance, he buries the shoes that he wore on stage that night. Are any of those things true? Now, granted, I'm getting a lot of this from the Weekly World News, but are any of those kind of things true?
Stop reading tabloids. I don't know, because let me tell you something. I've been working with this guy for 3 years. The nicest thing he said to me in 3 years is, I do not have time for you now. That's the only thing the guy says to me.
He won't party with you? He won't.
He doesn't party with anybody. I mean, he's a very nice guy. He hangs out with me, you know. But I do not have time for you now. And it's funny, because he has such a distinct voice. And every time I work with a group or another comic, it seems like I'm always working with people with unique voices.
Yeah.
I did a movie about 10 years ago with Jackie Mason. I came home from the movie, and my wife goes, how was the shoot? I'll tell you one thing, the cigarette poison, he comes up to me, he starts talking to me like this. He starts talking. Then I did a 6-month tour with Rodney Dangerfield. How was the tour? Hey, I'll tell you, it was all right, okay? This guy comes up to me, and now I come back from Julio, she goes, how was the tour? I do not have time for you now. Hey, you want it? Here's something funny for you. We were in Anniston, Alabama. How do you do a show with Julio Iglesias, the biggest Latin Americans in Anniston, Alabama? There's that many Latin Americans?
I think they can hear us there.
In Alabama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're
okay,
on the air there.
Well, check this out. 1,200-seat theater in a high school in Alabama.
For Julio Iglesias in a high school?
$100 a ticket.
Wow.
$100 a ticket. I mean, and they were in tuxes and gowns. I mean, it was a great crowd.
Right.
For me, as a comic, it was a wonderful crowd. And yeah. I kept saying to myself, I said, these are the most American people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And Julio, most of his shows in Spanish, Italian, yeah, Lithuanian,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
So all of a sudden you got these people, and he goes, oh, no, I have a lot of Spanish people in Alabama. I can see somebody out there going, hey, Julio, ¿dónde está el baño? You know, come on. And then, in fact, we were in Alabama. Julio was standing like about 5 feet behind me. I thought he had left the stage. We were doing a sound check. And the band was on the stage. I said to the band, I said, come on, guys, let's do it to All the Girls I Loved Before. I can do it better than Julio. So they see Julio, and they know I don't see him. So they go, yeah, yeah, go ahead, let's play it. And I'm just looking at the mic. There's no one in the audience, you know, just ushers
right.
getting in.
Yeah.
Two other girls I loved before. There's many sheep that I love more. Well, then I hear this voice behind me. I do not think this is funny.